Raise up your two hands to the heavens. And declare this on your life loud and clear. My father.
Baba mi.
Can you say that louder than anyone around you? Can you say that again loud and clear? Promote me by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this before you.
And
we praise the holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This morning, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Today is the third Sunday of the month. And like I told you last month, every third Sunday like this, we want to devote this to the home and to family. Every third Sunday. We are here again today. The last time we conducted this program, there were plenty of questions. Our panelists will answer some of those questions today. Plenty of them. They are still able to take questions for today too. After what we are going to go into now. Praise the Lord. That time we are looking at war against marriage and home killers. Today let's move a little bit forward from that. In Matthew chapter 19, if you dare say yes. Matthew chapter 19. Look at it from verse 3. Are you there? Good. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? That was the question. It has to do with marriage. This was the first time someone threw a question having to do with marriage at Jesus Christ. And it is instructive for all the married people there and those who are yet to marry to consider seriously the answer that Jesus gave. They threw that question at him. So can we just throw out your wife for any reason? Can we just cancel your marriage for any reason? It's instructive to read the answer of Jesus. Inside the answer that Jesus gave shows the solution to so many problems. Also shows us what has gone wrong with many homes, with many marriages. Verse 3 again.
The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him.
Our Pharisees were so dore.
And said unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?
Oh, I thought one could come up your car, your sled, little young Bobo.
And he answered.
Oh, down.
Jesus and said unto them, have ye not read? Have ye not read? Have ye not read? Let's stop there. Majority of the problems battling marriages today is due to ignorance of God's standard and God's regulation for marriage. So he was asking, have you not read? There is an instruction manual that marriage. Have you not read it? That's where Jesus went to. So whatever you are talking about, have you, did you not read? The marriages were not operated according to biblical instructions. Have ye not read? That rings home seriously. The matter of teaching, reading, studying the word of God. It brings it to the surface. It makes it a very critical issue. The issue of teaching, reading, and studying the word of God. If couples were to stick to what the Bible says about marriage, all the problems would be resolved. It's just like the Ten Commandments in the Bible. All the laws all over the world, they are all weaved around the Ten Commandments. If men would just follow those Ten Commandments, there will be no problems. But men do not follow it. And so there's a problem. If you are above 50 here, you can bring your mind back to the former church you were going. You may recollect that in that church, nobody ever started a program for marriage
to
instruct or to help married people. Scanty instructions on marriage from our former churches. In most cases, there is no teaching at all. No instructions. The only time you can get small information on marriage is when somebody is getting married. And what did they tell you? This preacher will face the wife. Say, wife, congratulations. Make sure you cook very good soup for your husband. Make sure the soup is better than that of those girls outside there. Because it is written in the book of elders that the master cook is the owner of the husband. That's all you get. Cook to defeat the girls outside. Then return to the man. When you travel, buy a gift. Come and give it to your wife. And make sure you don't beat her. Unless there is a serious problem. That's all you get.
On
wedding days. No instruction at all. And even the young ones. No teaching or anything on marriage. Nothing.
So
the only thing some of those young people know about marriage is books, romantic books like Dennis Robbins that they buy. And sorry, how many of you know Dennis Robbins?
They know.
Those are the books. And those books, they're just fantasies. They won't tell you the reality of the situation. So this is where the church were going to isolate us. And so a lot of problems start coming. Jesus said, have you not
read?
Jesus was expecting them to have read the manufacturer's manual.
The
operating manual.
Which they should read
so that you know what to do. And herein lies the root of all the problems.
You will
find a woman outside divine instruction. You find a woman, you go and find a woman outside divine instruction.
You
find a man outside the operating manual. You marry the man outside the operating manual. You are living together outside the operating manual. Say there will be no problems. Cause there will be serious problems. This is why 70% of the marriages are now heading for divorce. Including those of Christians, or those who say they are Christians. Sometimes including pastors. But that will not be your lot in the name of Jesus. Let that statement be loud and clear. Have you not read?
If you buy a player, DVD player,
a television set,
a bicycle,
a car,
there is
something there called operating manual. Inside that equipment. When you open it, you will see table of contents. This one is play button. This one is pause button. This one is fast forward. This one.
They
teach you, use this kind of electricity. Make sure this thing is far from water. They give you instructions
on
how those things will work. They will tell you, don't open the inside and start looking for what is going on
there.
Unless you're a technician. Then they now go to the last page.
It's
troubleshooting. It is to know what if something did not work out well, why is it not working? Then after that troubleshooting, they now put a sentence. So in case you checked all this, and you cannot identify the source of the problem, report to the manufacturer. Don't say you want to start looking at it. There is an operating manual, a manufacturer's operating manual for operating marriage, which you must read and understand. You must read and understand it before you put your hand there. A little boy of 15 or so, a little girl of about the same age, they said, I love you. Love you. They don't know what love means.
Said,
I love you. He slept with this girl. That girl pregnant. She didn't even know she was pregnant. And so there was plenty of noise. The two families gathered. So that the daughter is pregnant. You know what the boy said? That cannot be possible. I only did it once. It's not possible. You can see that he does not understand what he's even doing. So the first critical question that couples must answer, have you not read? So it is not lack of good English, lack of bad. It is not lack of respect, blah, blah, blah. That will scatter a marriage.
But
basically, lack of reading and understanding the Christian manner.
So
if you are here, you are not yet married, read the operating manual before you go ahead. This is why this kind of meeting is set up. Just like fingerprint, all marriages are different. Different. The only part of creation that God declared was not good was man's singleness. There are facts you must bear in mind. I told you some last time. I want to rehearse them again today. Hard facts you must bear in mind about marriage. Number one is that there is no perfect marriage. Number two is that the family that prays together stay together. Number three, disagreement can be solved without argument. And nobody is going to give you a prize if you win an argument. Number four, to apologize is a sign of maturity and strength. These are hard facts about marriage. If you can't apologize, you can't say, I'm sorry, then you are writing a letter of obituary to that marriage. Five, be aware when you marry, you are marrying into a family. Let that be very clear to you. You marry into a family, and you must have divine wisdom to manage that. Six, you must have a solid financial plan. That's why before you marry, they tell you. You must be physically matured. You must be spiritually matured. You must be materially matured. And you must be emotionally matured. Four things we tell singles. So you must have a financial plan. Seven, there is a strong relationship between collective captivity and marriage. So if you have a look at your life, the life of your parents, you look at your family, and you find that this family marriages don't work. So you know you do have a battle. Don't just go and take it for granted. I'm praying for anyone here in whose families marriages do not work. Now, whether the devil likes it or not, your case shall be different in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. At fact number eight is that all married couples must establish their own private home. The Bible says, therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. You don't get married and remain in your family house. It's not marriage. You are not married yet. No matter how comfortable that family house is, move out to somewhere. Even if it's a room. That is what is in the operating manual. Have you not read it? Therefore, shall you leave your father and your mother and cleave to your wife? This is why the marriage committee will not wed you without coming to look at your accommodation.
They want to see where you are living.
Like to say that you have some at least essential furniture. Even if you have no chairs, maybe you have bed. So at least they will check you up. Because that's the Bible. So you can't be living in your family house, sleeping on top of a mat by your father's bed, and you want to get married inside that same place. That is against the operating manager. There's going to be problems.
Now,
marriages do not just happen. They must be developed. Marriage, the wedding is just for 1 or 2 hours. In those days, when we were in our former church, wedding can take 5 hours. But marriage is for life. But even those days when we had 5 hours, those people still had problems. Now, no church has 5 hours to do any wedding. Sometimes 6 weddings a day. 6, 7, 8 a day. Sometimes we jump them together to wed. When they had time for it, that was a problem. How about now when the time is limited? 10. Never go to bed at night angry with each other. If you do, there will be a third party on that bed that night, and it will be the devil. 7. Criticism and nagging destroys love. Criticism and nagging destroys love. Hard fact about marriage. 12. Never try to force personality changes. Never. Only God can make such changes. Trying to force personality changes.
No.
The only thing you can do is to get on your knees and ask for the manufacturer himself to come and do a remanufacture. 13. The right thing at the wrong time is still wrong. Right thing at the wrong time is still wrong. Have that in mind. I'm 14 for those who are yet to marry here. A healthy courtship
is
a powerful, very powerful foundation for good marriage. So what we have said so far is, before I release it to the panel, marriage is a lifetime journey. If you are looking for fully compatible spouses, they only exist in your brain. They don't exist in your
brain.
And when you get angry and you're losing your temper, that's an award winner in the University of Marriage Killers. And this is why this kind of thing is set up. I'm praying this morning. Every troubled marriage here, every troubled home here, will receive the touch of the great physician. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are several reasons why that marriage must not break. Why marriages must not break. The first reason it must not break.
It's
because it is God's commandment. Not to divorce. The Bible says, for the Lord God of Israel said, I hate putting away. It's against God's commandment. And if you say you are a child of God, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. And hackling than the fat of rams. So the first reason the marriage must not break.
Because
to break it is to confront the Almighty.
It's God's
commandment not to divorce. It is a sign of weakness. You don't want to confront your weaknesses and deal with them. That's the second reason it must not break.
Three,
it is a sign of unforgiveness. And the Bible says, forgive us our trespasses
as
we forgive those who trespass. It's a sign of unforgiveness. Four, it exposes you to all forms of sexual sin. That's why it must not break. Five, very serious too. It is a bad example for your children, which may continue and then become a curse.
You
think that that's what marriage is all about? Six, it breeds wayward children. And the statistics have shown that children from broken homes actually statistics have shown that one. Seven, your children will suffer a lot because of this kind of break.
It
will make your daughter, your children, your son to develop bad image about men and marriage. That's number eight.
Nine,
it means you are a bad crisis manager. If you said, yes, let's cut it off. Ten, it means that you are not the head of your family. You are the headache. It means you are not the husband, but the husband and the confusion. And the final reason that marriage must not break
is
because tough times never last. Tough people do. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 22. This is the operating manual. Just look at what it says. For peace to reign. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit to yourselves unto your husbands.
As
unto the Lord. But the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their husband in everything. He has said that. Now went to this critical verse. Husband, love your wives. It's not an advice. It's a command. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So, husband, love your wife. She's not doing well, love your wife. She's harassing you, love your wife.
as Christ didn't care about what we have done. And he decided to give himself for us. I pray that the Holy Ghost will minister this word to our hearts.
That
every home here will be a heaven on earth. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost, rise your feet down. And pray these three prayers before we go into our question session. And make sure whether you are married or you are not married, still pray the prayers. Because they are very, very useful. Can you say this loud and clear? Powers! Assigned to kill my marriage. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray those prayers. Whether you are married or single. Talk to the Lord yourself. Jesus' name we pray.
I
fire back every arrow of darkness fired into my family. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and fire it back. In Jesus' name we pray. With a voice as loud as that of thunder. Say, blood of Jesus! Cover my family! In the name of Jesus!
Son of Jesus. Just cover my family. Cover my family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, he prayed. We are happy to welcome you again to this phase and the continuation of Happy Home Sunday Family Forum, where questions are released and answers that heals are returned. As we have said earlier, all the questions that you may have in this session, if we are not able to exhaust it, we will expect that you can approach Happy Home office at Alabameji there. Or if there is any clarification on any questions answered now, after they have been answered, you can still. Because a lot of people have been getting testimony from such actions.
I want to be able to down to what's the office when you allow me to ask
you. Amen. As you participate in this meeting, your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. In the mighty name of Jesus, every concluded assignment to hijack your marital territory, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. I will go through a few of the questions, and the other question will be done in turns.
These first three questions attract our attention because of its relevance to our youth. Now, this question reads like this. I am a single lady engaged to brother that is not a member of MFM. He attends the church. I'm not bothering about the name of the church, but he attends one apostolic church. Pentecostal church. But he hates the character of MFM. And he lays a lot of things which I am not bothered about. But one thing that I want to emphasize here
is that
he will come to MFM after he has married this sister. He said he loves GO messages.
So,
and in extension, he must have loved his face too. But one thing we cannot understand here is that how can he not leave the truth attached to those messages? Our advice is that there should be prayer for wisdom for our youth. Because most of the time, they fall in love with personality. But they end up marrying character. Please see us after this message. The next one, which is another, he said, my father is a very, very troublesome person. What should I do because I want to leave that house? I am tired of him. And we quickly have to advise him. Ephesians 6, 1 and 3. You can where the Bible is saying, obey your father and your mother. In the Lord, this is right. And it may be well with you in the end. You as a child or as a growing child has a role to play to change unwanted circumstance in your home as a child.
If you are a child
of God, don't be drawn away from your parental blessing. You can come for further counseling help. The next one is it right for husband to assist in kitchen or the babies? What I guess this person is asking is whether it is right to cooperate with your wife. I will tell you that the impression that if you work in the home, you are a house, you are doing housework, housewife job, it's an ignorance something. So I will take him to Ecclesiastes 4:9, where it is said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. The more of the hand you give to your wife, the better returns you have in the family.
And you will
enjoy the result of the witness in the sketch this morning, this afternoon. Praise God. And this one. Is it biblically right for married couples to have sex when wife is having menses? Straight no. It is a sin and abominable. When we say something abominable, we are saying God disapproves of it. And you can get more knowledge from Leviticus 20:18
too.
Where it is said that if you lie with a woman in her sickness, they refer to menses as sickness. And you have discovered the fountain of her blood, both of you will be cut off.
Okay,
I hope that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. And this one, how do you know a godly wife or your husband? And it goes ahead, what are the prayers to pray for godly wife or husband? I'm happy our Father in the Lord has answered this question. With Ephesians 5:21-25. The role of the wife is to make sure that he respects and she loves her husband. She submits to her and to him as of the Lord. The same way the Bible admonishes the husband in verse 25 that you as husband you must love your wife as Christ loved the church. If those things are happening, there will be no problem. The question he asked, what prayer can I pray? I said, go and pray Ephesians 5:21-25. Insist on what the word of God say about godly relationship. And you will have no doubt as to whether your spouse is godly or not. And the last question in this session.
Is it good for or healthy enough for my husband to demand sex every day?
This is neither good nor healthy.
There
will be some spiritual and prayer life is will be jeopardized. And if you look to
1 Corinthians 7:5.
Even though Paul was saying don't defraud yourself. People stop at don't defraud. They don't remember except when you are preserving your body for fasting and for prayer. But how would this type of people have time for fasting and prayer?
So again, we
want to help you by making sure that you insist on what the Bible says concerning your marriage. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
We have some questions here. The first one says, what do you do when you do all you could but your wife proved stubborn?
The man
says, the Bible says, a man shall rule over wife. What do you do if your wife decided to rule over husband? We go to the operation manual. Operation manual. Once we read the operation manual, then you know exactly what you are supposed to be doing. Ephesians chapter 5. That our daddy the Lord read for all of us to hear. The word of God is very clear. Very, very clear. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. Ephesians 5:22. As unto the Lord. That's for the wives. Submit yourselves unto your husband. So our sisters, we are pleading with you. Submit yourself to your husband. And then for the husband as well. Love your wife. One thing I want to make very clear here is this. The rule that the Bible is talking about.
It's
talking about to rule well. To rule well. To rule that the Bible is talking about to take care of your wife. I'm talking to and those that are not yet married as well. To rule means to protect your wife. To rule means to provide for your wife. To rule means to take care of your wife. Not to hold one stick in one hand and you hold knife in the other hand. No, that's not what the Bible is saying. The rule should not be autocratic. The Lord will help our homes in Jesus' name. And then our wives, please let us respect our husbands. The question, the next one says, anytime we have an argument, husband does not talk to me. It does not give me money. Husbands, we need to be able to listen to our wives. You must just have to listen, because women, they know how to talk a lot. That is the way the Lord has made them. That is how the Lord has wired them. When you come home, sit down, whether you are tired or not, sit down and listen to your wife. And then you need to provide for her. It's your responsibility to provide for her. And then the next question says, if one's mother-in-law is a witch, if one's mother-in-law is a witch, and the mother-in-law knows that, you know spiritually that she's a witch, and she's fighting to end the marriage, what do I do? I want to counsel our sisters that are here. It is possible for the Lord to have given you the gift of discernment. It's possible. But remember the instructions given to us by our daddy in the Lord. One of those important facts given to us. Once you are married, you are married into the family. You need to respect your mother-in-law. You need to be kind to your mother-in-law. You need to take care of your mother-in-law. When it now comes to the issue of whether she's a witch or not, you can settle down that on your knees. The Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Thank God for the teachings we are receiving here. There is no witch that can prevail over your destiny. Spiritually, you can put that spirit to where it belongs. I can assure you, no evil power will end your marriage in the name of Jesus. Another question here. Sir, what do you do when you always quarrel with your husband? Because of his son. He had out of wedlock. There is a fear that the mother of the child wants to come back. The first thing I'm going to tell the sister. Don't worry, you're already married. And we thank God for that. Don't be cruel to that boy. You need to love that boy. You need to bring that boy to yourself. You need to take care of that boy the way you are taking care of your children. The moment your husband sees that you are cruel to that boy, there will be a problem in the house. There will be a problem in the house.
The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Take the boy as your own child. And you'll be surprised that the man would change and be kind to you as well. Amen. Judging by marriage is another question. Judging by marriage, which is as a result of violence, which has led to the death of one of the spouse. What should be done when a couple or the husband uses weapon when they fight? There is no doubt about it. This marriage is sick. This marriage has foundational problem. Number one, they are not supposed to be fighting in the first instance. Now that they have taken the fight to the next level, that they are now involving weapons to fight, it is a serious problem. I will counsel the person that wrote this question to please see the happy home for further discussions. Because I'm very sure that a lot of things that have not been disclosed here, so that the person can pour out his or her mind, and then they can counsel you very well. I pray that any power working against scattering your marriage shall be disgraced this morning in the name of Jesus. Shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We have a question here. In a situation where a man keeps secret from his wife, and the wife is very open-minded, the question is, does it mean the man has a hidden agenda? God has given us basic principles, which we read this morning. In Genesis 2, verses 24 and 25, the first principle is that of oneness, that of unity. The man leaving his family and joining to his wife. The second principle is that they were both naked and they were not ashamed. So if this woman understands the principle of openness, and she's open, she should continue to be open because she's living in obedience. Because openness will lead to harmony in the home and transparency. With our openness and prayer for the husband, the man might come to the understanding. And with time, he too will become open. Praise the Lord. Another question. What do you advise that a woman who is married to an occultic man do? I assume that both of them were married when they were unbelievers, when they were not born again. Now that the woman is born again, the Bible clearly states in 1 Corinthians 7:13 that a woman who is married to an unbelieving husband, and if the man be pleased to retain her, she should not leave. And if the man allows you to come to church, your position is to pray. Pray until the man himself meets salvation. Praise the Lord. Another question is, during courtship, is it wrong for a woman to visit her fiancé in his home?
bi igba ti won ise ibandore ti won ko ti fera won sile jo leto ki omo obirin ma wa okunrin yi lo sile re.
Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
Say,
lead us not into temptation.
Matthew 6:13.
A sister visiting her fiancé who probably lives alone is knowingly walking into temptation. And the same for a brother who is visiting a sister who is probably living alone. They are both walking into temptation. The Bible says we should flee fornication and anything that has the appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
Say,
this is the will of God, even your sanctification. That ye should abstain from fornication. So here in this church, we teach that a sister should not visit a brother.
And
a brother should not visit a sister who is living alone. They should do their dating outside their homes. The Bible says those who think they stand, they should take heed lest they fall. So if you think you are very spiritual and you will not fall, the question is flee. What is the right age for a man or a woman to get married? The constitution of this country does not stipulate any age for marriage. But there is a Child Rights Act of 2003 that gives the minimum age as
18.
Although not all the states in the country have subscribed to this, about 23 states in this country subscribed or adopted this age. There are still some that give their daughters out as young as 12 or 13. But as we have heard this morning and we've always been told, for you to want to get married, you must be matured. You must be an adult, matured, physically, emotionally, and financially. Financially does not mean the man has to have a car or a house or be a very wealthy person. All is required is for the man to have a roof over his head. Even if it's a room well arranged with his bed, like we've been told this morning. So a woman that wants to get married should be looking for a man that has potential, not a man that is already very rich. But if you are lucky to marry a man that is rich, very good. But a man that has potential. Both of you building together. And eventually you become very, very rich. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The question goes, one of the principles of our Father in the Lord in his teaching says, a family that prays together stays together. How can it be possible for a family to pray together when their career keeps them in separate locations?
Like the
wife works in the eastern part of Nigeria. And the husband is in Lagos. Answer. It is a tight situation. But it's necessary to make the best of the situation. So we advise this particular spouse, when possible for you, you can take your leave and visit your husband, your wife. Spend some time, pray together. And do other necessary things together. On the other hand, the husband can also take leave and visit the wife. During public holidays, you can also try and be with each other. You can also pray together over the phone. It is healthy if you are some distance apart, you call each other on the phone, discuss, and also pray. It helps. You can send text messages of prayers to each other. It works. You can use other social media like WhatsApp, like Facebook, and pray for each other, and the Lord will answer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Next question. My husband is presently sleeping with his ex-girlfriend's mother. Let me read it again. My husband is presently sleeping with his ex-girlfriend's mother. The ex-girlfriend has been married twice and all failed. And she is in USA. My mother-in-law collects gifts from this woman and they are friends. The person did not ask a question. But we want to submit that what your husband and that woman is doing is adultery. It is also abomination. So you need to pray very seriously to scatter them. Question 3. Is there any atonement to be made for a woman who is so close, so daring and loving to you? And you both understand each other. But you have started having sex before marriage. Just once. You are both Christians and workers in the vineyard aspiring to get married. Soon. So he's saying, is there any atonement to be made? Yes, there is serious atonement to be made. That sex act is a serious sin. You need to go and see the marriage committee. They have a lot to say to you. And then you need to make sure that you don't fall into sex sin again. In fact, you should not come close such a way that you be exposed to that kind of temptation. Question 4. When one is married with the payment of only the bride price and no church wedding, is this marriage a correct marriage? If not, what is the solution? You need to see the marriage committee to advise you on the issue of correction marriage. Though you have paid the bride price, but in Christian setting like this, you still need God's blessing in the Church of Jesus Christ. So kindly get in touch with the marriage committee, they will help you. Finally, in this session, what do you do when your husband takes all the decisions on your children alone? It means that there is serious communication breakdown. You need to pray concerning this matter. You need to have a serious talk with your husband.
Yes, but you sorrow or
in a humble fashion, of course. To find out the reasons why he wouldn't allow you to help in taking decisions about your children. As you pray concerning this, the Lord will help both of you to sort it out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The first question here says, if your husband is having erectile dysfunction and is blaming it on the shape of the wife, that the woman has grown a big belly, what you have to do as a Christian woman? The first thing is to advise your husband to go for medical checkup. His rectal dysfunction has nothing to do with your own shape. Then as a Christian woman, you are asking that, what can you do? My kind advice to you is to work on your shape too. Make sure you don't grow out of shape. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The second question here says, please, sir, can you explain why some wives want their husband to always be doing things for the wife's family and not for the husband's family?
We
have been taught this morning that once you are married into a family. Both families are one. So we should understand the principle of love. The Bible says in Philippians chapter
2
verse
4
that no man should be mindful of his own things alone, but also of the things of others.
That
we should not be selfish. We pray that the Lord will give us a deeper understanding of Christian love.
Number 3.
What are the necessary steps to take when you realize you have married the wrong spouse? In this church, we always sing a song, you are married today, you are married forever. The hard facts given to us today, number one, says there is no perfect marriage. Then number 12 says you can never force anyone to change. Never force personality change. If you think that your wife or your husband is not performing up to expectation, take the case to God. Ask the Lord to intervene. And the Lord will show mercy in Jesus' name. Number 4 says, Emi ati yawo mi ti fera
the
married to my wife for the past 9 years
as it is bimo
without a child.
But
properly married, what do I do?
You have been married for 9 years.
No issue.
And no issue. And you have not done anything. The truth is that you have been living in sin. So you need to quickly go and see the marriage committee members. They will counsel you more and tell you about the step to do and how to correct this situation.
Now,
number 5 says, when you have been married to a man who has been married before, and the first wife has children, and then now this woman, the second wife, has repented. He has become a child of God. What can she do in such a situation? You need to make restitution. I would also advise that you see the Happy Home group. They will advise you and counsel you on how to handle the situation. But you must know that you have married the wrong person. And you
are
married the husband of another woman. They will guide you properly on how to handle that. God bless you.
First question here is, I've married a woman who has not been appreciating my effort. What can I do? Well, what we know is that love can win anybody except the devil. And I put this one like this. When you spell love vertically, L stands for loyalty to each other. O stands for openness to each other. And D stands for vocalizing appreciation to each other. E stands for encouraging each other. If you practice this, I know there will be a solution. And if you are doing something because you are expecting appreciation, you have not started. Now, another question is this. Is it right for a man to tell his wife to pray on her own after having a terrible dream? Is
it
Then second question, the use of I is always coming up when he is praying. What can I do?
The tendency
is that the man may be praying. If the man is saying, I pray that God you will help my wife, I pray that God you will do this for my wife, I pray that God you will do this for my children, he's using I. Well, there's no problem. He's praying for you. Even if the man is saying, he's even praying for himself. It's a selfish type of prayer that he's praying. He is not a member of the board that will answer prayer. Let him continue. God will do the one that is to be done. Another question is a situation where you have a lady friend which you have committed immorality together, and at the end of the day both of you are now born again. can they proceed in marriage?
Ìbéèrè mìíràn ni pé tẹ bá ní ọ̀rẹ́bìnrin tó ti jẹ́ pé ẹ ti bára yín ní àjọṣepọ̀, ṣùgbọ́n ẹ ti jọ ń bára yín rìn, ǹjẹ́ ẹ wá lè tẹ̀síwájú láti ṣe ìgbéyàwó papọ̀ bí?
Well, the answer is that you need to seek the face of the Lord.
Ìdáhùn bẹ̀ ni pé ẹ ní láti wá ojú Olúwa papọ̀.
That person may not be the bones of your bones and flesh of your flesh.
Onítàn lè máa jẹ egungun ìhà yín àti ẹran ara yín.
Even though we don't know tomorrow, but we know the person who knows tomorrow.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé a kò mọ ọ̀la, ṣùgbọ́n a mọ ẹni tó ní ọjọ́ ọ̀la lọ́wọ́.
So marriage is greater and serious than the spelling.
Nítorí ohun tó le ni ọ̀rọ̀ ìgbéyàwó jẹ́.
Another question is it good for a wife to pray to God for a husband not to secure a particular job because he will commit fornication if he gets to that job?
Ìbéèrè mìíràn pé ǹjẹ́ ó tọ̀nà fún ìyàwó láti gbàdúrà pé kí ọkọ òun máa rí iṣẹ́ kan gbà tàbí láti máa rí iṣẹ́ kan ṣe nítorí pé tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣe iṣẹ́ náà yóò ṣubú sínú àgbèrè tàbí panṣágà?
The issue is that whether he gets the job or not, when he wants to commit fornication, he will commit fornication.
Ìdáhùn bẹ̀ ni pé bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó rí iṣẹ́ náà gbà tàbí kò rí gbà tó bá fẹ́ ṣubú sínú panṣágà, ó lè ṣubú nígbà tó bá.
It is not that job that will prevent him from committing fornication.
Kì í ṣe iṣẹ́ yìí gan ni yóò dá dúró tàbí mú wọnú àgbèrè tàbí panṣágà lọ.
You need to pray and get an encounter with God.
A nílò láti gbàdúrà ká ní ìbápàdé pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
And your salvation, Bible salvation, must be sure.
Àti pé ìgbàlà wa ní ọ̀nà ti Bíbélì ó gbọ́dọ̀ dájú.
And once you keep on praying, the Lord will answer the prayer.
Bàbá wa tẹ̀síwájú láti gbàdúrà, Ọlọ́run yóò dáhùn àdúrà wa.
The next question is, my mother-in-law is a witch.
Ìbéèrè mìíràn ni pé ó ní ìyá ọkọ òun àjẹ́ ni.
Who has been troubling my marriage?
Ẹni tó ti ń yọ ìgbéyàwó rẹ̀ lẹ́nu.
My husband loves the mother more than myself.
Ó pé ọkọ òun fẹ́ràn ìyá rẹ̀ ju òun gan tó jẹ́ aya rẹ̀ lọ.
What can I do?
Ìgbésẹ̀ wo lòun lè gbé?
In the first instance,
àkọ́kọ́,
the parents trained the children.
Àwọn òbí, àwọn ni wọ́n bójú tó ọmọ yìí.
You are not to neglect the children.
Wọn kò gbọdọ̀ fọwọ́
sáwọn. I mean, you are not to neglect the parents.
Wọn kò gbọdọ̀ fọwọ́ sáwọn òbí rẹ̀.
Because they said the person is a witch.
Nítorí pé a sọ pé ó jẹ́ àjẹ́.
But the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Bíbélì sọ pé títóbi ẹni tó ń gbénu rẹ̀ ju ẹni tó ń gbénu ayé lọ.
So whether the person is a witch or not.
Nítorí náà bó jẹ́ pé onítàn jẹ́ àjẹ́ o tàbí kì í ṣe àjẹ́.
The Lord is faithful and he will guide you.
Olódodo ni Ọlọ́run yóò sì máa bójú tó ọ.
Because fear will not allow you to do what God wants you to do.
Nítorí ẹ̀rù inú ọkàn rẹ kì yóò gbà ọ láyè láti ṣe ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí o ṣe.
Therefore, you need to pray and the Lord will help you.
Nítorí náà ẹ ní láti gbàdúrà kí Ọlọ́run ràn yín lọ́wọ́.
And then marriage vow is very, very strong.
Àti pé má jẹ́ mú ìgbéyàwó, ó le dáradára.
It's as strong as death.
Ó ìpìlẹ̀ rẹ̀ le tó bẹ́ẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó fi.
Therefore, you need to watch closely as per what is happening in your home.
Nítorí náà gbọ́dọ̀ kíyèsí ara dáradára nípa ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ilé wa.
God will not allow his people to suffer unnecessarily.
Ọlọ́run kì yóò fi ààyè gba àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ láti jìyà láì nídìí.
The last question is,
bẹ́ẹ̀rẹ̀ tó kẹ́yìn ni pé.
Man with his parents, the Bible says man and the woman should cleave together and then be one.
Bíbélì sọ pé kí ọkùnrin àti obìnrin kí wọ́n parapọ̀ kí wọ́n sì di ọ̀kan.
Is it good for the man's parents to control the husband?
Ǹjẹ́ ó tọ̀nà fún àwọn òbí ọkọ náà kí wọ́n máa darí ọkọ yìí?
Well, the issue is that the Bible says two shall be one. That's what Jesus said.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Bíbélì ni pé àwọn méjèèjì wọn ò di ara kan.
There is a union between the wife and the husband that outsider cannot penetrate within.
Ìdàpọ̀ wà láàrin tọkọtaya tó jẹ́ pé ará àta tàbí ẹni kẹta kò gbọdọ̀ dá sí.
But you need to be wise.
Wà ní láti jẹ́ ọlọgbọ́n.
So that your home will not be scattered.
Ilé wa má bàa túká.
Before I go.
Ó sọ di pé mo ṣe parí.
The issue is that you will need one another.
Ohun tí à ń sọ ni pé a ó nílò ẹnì kejì wa.
The time is coming, whatever the wife is doing now, the time is coming when you will need her.
Ìgbà kan yóò bẹ́ẹ̀ nígbà tó yẹ pé ohun gbogbo tí ìyàwó tàbí ọkọ̀ ibà ṣe a ó nílò ẹnì kejì wa.
And that at that time the parents may not be there.
Ìgbà yìí gan àwọn òbí tó bí onítàn kì yóò sí níbẹ̀.
And let me tell you one practical thing that you need to understand is that when things are going on like this, How do I practicalize what I've been taught in the scriptures? My prayer is that the power of God will set your family free. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. The first question I have here says, my husband is not working. And I, that is working, doing things in the house. My husband is always filled with anger. And call me all bad names. Why? Is it good for a man not to get work? Amen.
Amen.
That my sister, I want to tell you that this is a trying time for your husband. As we have had today, tough time, they don't last. It's just for a while. You as a woman, at this trying time, you must humble yourself. Don't be arrogant at this moment. Because you are the one feeding the entire family. Because remember, the two of you, you are one. The fact that the man does not have a job doesn't mean that he cannot get that job later. At this trying time, you as a woman, you must be on your knees praying fervently for this man to get that job so that the home can be at peace. Moreover, the man at his death, not getting a job, he's not happy. If at that time he's not happy, and you come in arrogantly that I am the one feeding you, you are sitting there not doing anything, there is no way you will not get provoked, and he will start giving you all sorts of names. This time you must humble yourself very well. And pray for him. The two of you also must pray together so that he can get a good job. God will help you in Jesus'
name.
Another one says, I am a lady of 40 years. When I was in my early 20s, I had a child. I stayed with my parents. After 7 years, I became pregnant to another man with 3 children. I became born again when I have my first child, when the other man, but he paid my dowry. What do I do? We couldn't get the clarification on this question. So we want you to see the Happy Home Ministry to get more clarification on this. God will help us. The next question says, what happens when a man or a woman is desperately looking for relationship?
You know, man, shele, ni bati okunrin tabi obinrin to ba n wa ibasepo
that we bring them to marriage.
So ma mu won wonu igbeyawo lo.
And he or she continues to live a life of pretense.
So irufe okunrin tabi obinrin be ba n gbe igbaye to n dibo.
Not allowing the other party to know his or her true behavior.
Life aye gba ki okunrin na be obinrin na ko mo iwa to n wu gangan.
Is it permissible that when you discover that this marriage was built on a wrong foundation for one party, for the other party to leave
such a marriage and look for his or her true partner, the answer is no. When you are married for life. The
devil
does not like divorce. God hates divorce. Moreover, in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter
19,
Proverbs 6, sorry. Proverbs
6:32.
When you go out of your marriage, you divorce. It means you lack understanding. Then you are destroying your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Another one says, what if a prophet introduce a man to you that is your husband and discover that the man is a divorcee? Is it necessary to marry such a man? Capital no. The man is not supposed to commit adultery. And moreover, you cannot marry such a man since the wife is still alive. He divorced that woman, so you cannot marry him if you are a true child of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God. Now, the next question here is, my marriage to my darling wife is 37 years old.
Iyawo mi si aya mi ololufe o je odun meta dilogoji.
We perform nikah, Islamic wedding.
Ase igbeyawo ni ilana ti muslimi.
My wife became born again about 25 years ago.
Iyawo mi di atudi bi odun marun le logo.
I became born again 1 year ago.
Emi di atudi ni odun ti koja.
Our marriage is blessed. Do we need to remarry in a Christian way? Yes.
Benny.
It is good to strengthen your relationship in your new faith. Which is Christianity. Which, unlike other faith, is not a religion. Christianity is a life of God in a person. It is divinity within humanity. It's a fellowship with God. Other faiths may not agree with this, but that is what Christianity is. So it is good for you to go and strengthen that marriage you did several years ago as an evidence of your new faith and the confidence you have in it. Another question, is it godly for a sister who has married a man with two kids who is not ready to pay a dowry to remarry in a Christian way?
To buy fellow remove for a baby to take a beer, what wanted more meji? That's a father, while that was a beer, need la not a Christian.
We say like this, if the man is a believer,
tell me about your neighbor,
and is willing enough to marry a Christian in Christian way now, I am sure with more patience and right communication, he will come to the understanding of the need to pay the dowry.
Yo wa si oye idi lati san owo ri.
The dowry is biblical.
Owo ri o ba ilana bibelism.
And it is just a work in progress now.
O si je o ti asin se lowo.
So do your best.
E sapa yin
to improve your communication with him.
Lati ri daju wi pe e mu ki ba soro yin ki o gboro si.
May God help.
Olorun yo ran wa lowo.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa logo.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa logo.
Let's rise for faith, please.
E jo je ka de duro.
All eyes closed. You will sing this song louder than anyone around you. It is a revival song. It is a song that you will sing. And if you sing it well, you will feel that spirit of revival coming upon you. In my life, a great revival, teach me, Lord, to watch and pray and to lead my back. Sing that song 3 times, sir.
I believe we have all been blessed by what we have been listening to. Different questions touching many areas to do with marriage and home. And just as we have read in the Word of God, I want to implore us that we continue to walk in the light of the Word of God concerning all these things, so that we can live in peace and the promises that God has made will be our portion forever in Jesus' name. God is the maker of marriage. He designed it. He's interested in it. He has invested so much in it. And He wants to make a good profit out of it. God is looking forward to people who will give themselves to obeying His word to the fullest, living according to His divine instruction, so that our lives will be a light to the world and will become a light that shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot prevail against us. So I want to round up everything by saying that 2 Timothy Chapter 3, verse 16, there says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We have answered all those questions from the word of God, based on what the Lord has given to us. And I pray that God, the maker of marriage, God, the maker of relationship, will have His way into our relationships, will have His way into our marriages, heal every wound caused, and bless us in Jesus' name. The reason for this is for healthy children, spiritually healthy children, morally healthy children, to come forth from those good relationships. And then we can continue to be in a good position to receive God's blessing. I want you to go home with this message. The divine order still stands. Husband, head of the home. Wife, a helpmate. I pray that God will help us to fulfill all these important roles in our relationships to the glory of His name, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to close our eyes at this point and take this prayer. My Father, my Father, my Father.
Baba mi, baba mi, baba mi.
Arise and attend to my home. In the name of Jesus. It is a very important prayer to pray. When God attends to your home, you receive the best counsel. You receive the deliverance needed. You receive the healing needed. Testimonies needed will bombard your home. My Father, my Father, my Father. Arise in your mighty power. Attend to my home. Attend to my relationship. Attend to me in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. This year is running to an end, and
We need to pray some prayers. So the next 2-3 minutes, plenty of prayers to pray. But don't just waste time. Even though you hear me, start praying. Can you say this loud and clear? My life, reject every arrow of darkness. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to decree that prayer for your life. In Jesus' name we pray. The powers are assigned to use me as a sacrifice. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, deal with those powers. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray this one with violence and with fire. Garment of bad luck. Let your voice be louder than that. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Set it ablaze. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The angels of fire and power surround my home in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Surround my home in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.